text arrived on John Ringer's phone as he worked at his desk in the university. He heard a beep, brought his cue phone from his pocket, and read the cryptic message. Call me, H. Immediately he thought of Helen.
My name's Andrew Crumey. I'm a novelist. I used to be a physicist, and I've written a novel called Mobius Dick. It's the story of a physicist called John Ringer, who gets a mysterious text message on his mobile phone, and this leads him into a chain of coincidences that takes him through a kind of thrillerish type of a novel, which brings in lots of ideas of science and of history and of literature.
They met over lunch, not sandwiches in a seminar room, but a crowded university canteen where they found themselves sharing a table. They each placed a book beside their food as they sat down opposite one another, preparing to dine in polite, mutually oblivious silence. Hers was Dr. Faustus. His was Quantum Fields in Curved Space.
There are two strands in the history of physics, the idea of everything being chance, everything being coincidence, or on the other hand, everything being determined, everything being necessary. And when you come to write novels, you're faced with a similar kind of dilemma. Coincidences in a novel can seem implausible, but at the same time, they're the things that we know in life, they're the things that make things happen. And so when you're developing a plot in a novel, there's always this question of how far can you go with coincidences, and how far has everything got to be determined by some kind of logical scheme? If you go too far in either direction, then the reader just isn't going to go along with it. Now, in Mobius Dick, there is this kind of chain of coincidences that challenges credulity, really. But in the end, these coincidences, in fact, fit into a general picture. There is meaning to them, and so the book really is about this play between coincidence and necessity, and it's saying that everything that seems a coincidence is inevitable in this story, but at the same time, in the end, there is a kind of launch off into other possibilities that leaves open this question of what sort of a world do we live in? Do we live in one that's essentially random, or one that's determined? And of course, Einstein very famously was against the notion of randomness, but the rest of physics for the time being has rather gone against him on that one.
The paradox was there before him, a superposition of life and death. He was seeing Helen's double and his own. His life's book had cracked ajar to reveal a looping narrative, a jumbled story. This was the only sense he could make of it. His other self was a fiction. And so, by the sublime symmetry that guides all science, he too must be a fiction.
A Mobius strip is, if you take a long strip of paper, what you could do is you could just fasten the two ends of paper together to get a band. But when you fasten the two ends together, what you could do is just try twisting one bit and then fasten them together. And what you get is a band with a twist in it. And this is a Mobius loop. And it has all sorts of rather nice mathematical properties that people have always delighted in. Now, this idea of loops and of going around in circles, it has a kind of scientific resonance, and it also has a kind of literary resonance. Quite a long time ago, about 200 years ago, there was an enormous vogue for doppelganger stories, for stories about people seeing their own double, meeting themselves. One of the great places where this was done a lot was in Germany. There was a novelist called E.T.A. Hoffmann who wrote a novel about a doppelganger. And later, of course, Robert Louis Stevenson wrote Jekyll and Hyde, which is this idea of alter egos and so on, and people having another self. In science, there is another kind of take on this, which comes back to Einstein and relativity. Now, when Einstein developed special relativity, playing these games with time and space and so on, there's always this possibility of, well, what if you're going to find that in some frame of reference, you see time running backwards? Somebody drinks a cup of tea and then they boil the kettle afterwards and everything's going the wrong way around. Well, that violates causality. So Einstein felt that really the essence of his theory, it wasn't so much time or space, it was causality. It was the fact that A causes B causes C, and that order of events has to be preserved for everybody. Now, all was very well in special relativity, but the problem comes in with general relativity. In other words, once gravity comes into the picture. In the 1940s, a mathematician called Kurt Gödel found that you could have a universe which was rotating. You could have the entire universe rotating, and under very special conditions, what you could do is you could set out in this universe in a little spaceship and go on a big long journey, fly through space, and find that you get right back to where you started. But not only do you get back to the place where you started, you get back to the time where you started. That means that once you come back to your starting place, you're going to see a spaceship just about to start off on its journey. And so that makes two spaceships. And of course, once you fly around, then it could be three. And you immediately run into all these horrible paradoxes that people love playing with in Back to the Future and Terminator and everywhere else. About going back and shooting your grandfather or whatever. So this was a bit of a blow to Einstein. The sort of fortunate escape clause is, well, the universe isn't rotating. We don't live in the kind of universe that Gödel reckoned was theoretically possible. And it certainly looks as if the universe described by the Big Bang and so on is not one where these closed time-like loops could happen. But there is still no rule in physics that says they could never happen. It means that we're still free to play with the ideas that time travel might be possible, that you could get into a little spaceship and fly off somewhere and come back to the time where you set off.